So moving on to item three, which is an application for subdivision rezoning at 703 San Ann's Road under file DAS at 10 of 2012. I call the applicant forward. And I believe the applicant is Elio Rodriguez.
Welcome. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Elio Rodriguez from H5 Architecture at 610 Broadway, representing the owner for the application 703 San Ann's.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You have 10 minutes to explain to us what your project is.
Right now, basically what we're trying to do is rezone the entire lot to C2. As of right now, it's, well, a quarter of it is zoned C2 and the other one is RR5, so we're trying to rezone it C2 so we can do a commercial rental unit and a coffee shop, which all falls under C2.
Okay. Do you have anything more to add, or is that?
I have a board here for illustration purposes, if anybody wants to take a look at it.
Okay. I'll go to questions then. Are there any questions, Councillor Mays?
Can you walk us through what you've got there, giving us some more detail? I mean, I know the site, I know what's there now, but I'd like to get a better handle of what it is you're proposing.
What we're proposing is two buildings. Turn this mic on. There's essentially two buildings. One is going to be basically a rental unit, approximately 6,000 square feet. And then right behind that, closer to where the river is going to be a coffee shop. And this is basically a rendering of the proposed building, which is the commercial unit. And this picture right here, it's looking back towards San Ann from the river, and which shows the coffee shop. Obviously, with that comes parking that is required. And that's a model that we did that kind of gives you a pretty good idea of what the two buildings are in relation to one another. So that's the commercial unit right close to St. Anne's. And then there's the coffee shop across from that towards the river.
And anything between the two buildings there? That's not parking in between.
No, that's just basically a drive, I guess it's aisle through, because the way we did the parking is one way. So you come in one way and you drive through and come out the other way, because there's two approaches existing on the land as of right now.
Okay.
So to take advantage of that, we just did that.
To demolish the existing building?
Yeah, demolish the existing building and kind of reconstruct all new.
Okay, and we're basically one story is the...
It's all one story.
Okay.
And so just for purposes of, to give you some, would be north of it, there's a multifamily condo unit.
Yes.
And to the south of it, there's just a single family.
Yes. And the easterlymost extension, that's to be rezoned and maintained for
parks.
For
yes.
Parks, yeah.
Yeah. And that's basically what this
yes. Okay.
Shows.
And I know, if I can ask, the planning department had shifted the angle slightly of what's being maintained. That seems to correspond with what's...
Yeah, we were just going to confirm. We sent that late today, so...
Yes, I did receive that email, and we're okay with that. It doesn't affect anything that we have.
We're doing it for clarity purposes.
Right.
Ultimately, it would have resulted in that, so we just thought, well, this angle doesn't really align that well. We know it's going to be kind of go more westward, so we just want to confirm and make sure it's clear.
And actually, it just turned out that the actual sketch we have on our own actually reflect more what was sent this afternoon.
Perfect.
So that's where I...
Lands all the way down along the river.
That's right. Basically what you see here.
The green, the blue?
Roughly green. In green, that's what the PR will be, the parks and recreations area.
That does not connect, that's not connect to an existing trail system, but there are some other set-asides for...
No, I'm familiar with
to the north for sure. There was a dedication from that application, which was for 703 St. Anne's. So whether it's... I can't confirm off the top of my head if it was built right now or not. Perhaps somebody here will. But there is... Sorry? No. But there is allotment for building it in the conditions of that previous rezoning. From the... Yeah.
Any other questions? We're fine. We have a few people that have registered in opposition, so we're going to, you can have a seat. I'm going to call them up, and then you get an opportunity to come back at the end to answer their questions. Okay. Is there anybody else who is in support of this application who hasn't filled out a sheet? Seeing none. First person in opposition, Sandra Koshelniuk. Sandra, you can just you're welcome to come down and make a presentation, or you can just register your opposition. Register. Fair enough. Erna Dueck in opposition. Okay, come on down. Please state your name and address for the record.
I am Erna Dueck from Unit 325 at 701 St. Anne's Road.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Please begin your presentation.
I am here to represent the occupants of 701 St. Anne's Road. I'm the president of the board of directors there. And regarding the proposed development at 703 St. Anne's Road, there is a proposal for a restaurant at the back of the property, and we notice the site plan accommodates a drive-by business possibility, such as Tim Hortons, McDonald's, or Robin's Donuts. These possibilities are a huge concern to us. We see major traffic hazards associated with such a development or any increased traffic coming off that lot. These types of establishments are popular places to pick up a cup of morning coffee during rush hour on the way to work. I've seen traffic lineups at these establishments snake right onto the street. St. Anne's Road is only a two-lane road going north. It is a bus route and could not handle this congestion at Com Park and St. Anne's Road, particularly during rush hour traffic. Furthermore, drivers pulling out of the establishment would check their left, that is south, for oncoming traffic, and then step on the gas to squeeze their way onto St. Anne's Road, not anticipating the new pedestrian crosswalk that would be right in front of them after they are on the street. Also, some drivers would want to do a U-turn at Com Park, creating further congestion, and that, again, is at the pedestrian crosswalk. It will be almost impossible for people coming out of properties from 679 to 701 St. Anne's Road to enter the street. That is all the properties from ours to Nova Vista where there is a traffic light. The congestion is going to create a hazardous traffic situation, road rage, and accidents. We are also concerned about the potential noise coming out of such an establishment. Outside seating, outside speakers to take orders, the noise of revving motors, vehicles in line with loud radios, and all that for possibly 24 hours a day. If Royal Wood or River Park South needs an establishment like this, there is a commercial space available just north of the Oasis at Ward and St. Anne's. This site could easily be set up so that all traffic would enter St. Anne's at the Ward traffic light, creating a much more orderly and safe flow of traffic. This site on the west side of St. Anne's is already commercial space. Development on the east side of St. Anne's should remain consistent with the residential area. Another one of our concerns is the negative impact that the noise and garbage coming from the restaurants would have on the wildlife on the Seine River green space. Some relatively rare species of birds have been spotted there recently, which we appreciate. Some of the garbage would inevitably end up being littered on the trails. More garbage cans on the trail would not solve the problem, as the wildlife would get into these cans, eat the stuff that is neither natural nor good for them. The wildlife would pick up the products of human littering and spread the litter around. Also, the riverbank behind 703 is already eroding. Please carefully consider the impact that any establishment on that property would have on the designated green space. There's the potential for additional foot and vehicular traffic on our property, which concerns us from a security risk. We have chosen to live at 701 St. Anne's Road based on conditions existing at the time of purchase, a relatively quiet and safe property close to green space. Property prices reflected the location of the unit, and we hope that your decisions will not devalue our properties. Please give careful consideration in the rezoning of 703 St. Anne's so that there is no negative impact on the community around it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Duick. Are there any questions? Yeah. Councillor Swindle.
You're aware part of this site is already zoned Z2 and you could put a restaurant on there already. Are you?
But it's going to create a traffic hazard.
Okay, so it's traffic is your issue. You're aware that this application actually takes the property along the river and gives it to the city for public reserve, so it's protected?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure that drive-throughs would be a conditional use, wouldn't they?
There's use-specific standards. So they have to meet the use-specific standards of the bylaw, otherwise they would need to be a conditional use, yes.
So just with this zoning, you could not put a drive-through on there?
As long as you meet the use-specific standards, you could outright do it.
What would the use-specific
standards? So existing parking or loading stalls must not be utilized as part of the drive-through lane. No drive-through or drive-through facility may be located on a lot or site adjacent to a lot containing a residential use unless the drive-in or drive-through facility is separated from the residential use by an intervening building, public lane, or public street. No portion of a drive-in or drive-through facility may be located in a required front yard. Those are the three.
Okay, so it buffers the existing residential. It deals with that.
Mm-hmm.
The only other piece would be the traffic. Okay. That's good. That's all the questions I had.
Okay. In opposition, Ben Lambert. Is there anybody else who's in opposition that hasn't filled out a form? Welcome.
Thank you. Ben Lambert is my name, and my wife and I reside also at 701 St. Anne's Road. We're here with, or I'm here, and representing my wife too, with the support of the Board of Directors at Ash Creek Condominiums. Ernie Duick, who just spoke a moment ago, is the president of the Condominium Corporation, and she supports us, and as does the board, from 701 St. Anne's Road. As residents of the property, we oppose the application and the proposed development plan, and we believe that plan does not reflect the most appropriate use of the property for the predominantly residential and park-like areas which surround the property on three sides. We believe that the parkland system on the Seine River should be expanded, and we support that expansion. The expansion is also supported by the area residents and by Councillor Mays, who is here today, and by the Friends of the Seine, the environmental group, encouraging appropriate development of the Seine River areas. About 38 years ago in 1974, a small business operator applied to the City of Winnipeg, just recently formed City of Winnipeg, to apply to have a segment of the property located at 703 St. Anne's Road zoned for commercial use to allow the operation of a family-owned automobile repair shop. The property to the south of the auto repair shop, currently zoned RR5, had a small house on it where the business owners and his family resided. The remaining properties in the area were rural residential, and many of them operated small hobby farms. Ash Creek Condominiums, located at 701 St. Anne's Road, immediately adjacent to this property to the north, contains 36 residential units and is divided from the property by a picket fence. The total property value of the building and the units is close to $9 million and generates annual property revenue for the City of Winnipeg at approximately $60,000 a year. The value of the property and the continued enjoyment and use of the property by its residents is reliant upon the City of Winnipeg planners, pardon me, being respectful of their previous decisions made to support appropriate development of the area. When Cobblestone Homes applied for approval to rezone the property at 701 St. Anne's Road and to allow the development of a multi-family residential building, the City of Winnipeg Committee likely, and I don't know for sure, but the members are here today of that same committee, made a decision to proceed based on the fact that the small-scale commercial operation was situated on the adjacent property. The C2 and RR5 zonings of 703 St. Anne's Road were known by some of the purchasers of the condominiums at Ash Creek, and so was the size, scope, and the restriction of use of that size of and dimension of property. And the dimensions I'm referring to are commercial property dimensions provided in 200 bylaw 200 by 2006. Our preference for use of this property would be to approve the PR1 zoning as indicated in the proposal. We would also like to see an expansion to include PR1 access to the sidewalk on St. Anne's Road, creating a single access point to the Seine River Trail system from St. Anne's Road. Currently, there is no access point to the park area on the west side of St. Anne's, the west side of the Seine River south of John Bruce Road. Our property and other condominium properties are inappropriately used by many people as a means to access the river trail system in the summer and in the winter because there's no other access point along the west side of the river to access the trail system. We believe that the City of Winnipeg has not properly addressed access to the trail system on this side of the river. An access point to the park located at 703 and 705 St. Anne's Road makes good sense, as the privately owned residential property located at 705 cuts off the access to the park system, limiting access to the south of that property. The very small segment of parkland south of 705 St. Anne's Road is impassable. I tried walking down there just today, and you cannot do it. So basically, the trail stops at 703. The steepness of the bank makes it impossible to travel across that segment of property, and when the water is high, it's absolutely impossible. Development of a PR1 access point from St. Anne's Road along the south side of the property would allow direct access to the park from the public sidewalk on St. Anne's Road and would be in accordance with the appropriate uses of land under this type of zoning. Creating an access point of this nature would provide easy access to the park by pedestrians, cyclists, and special mobility vehicles, especially those used by residents of the surrounding personal care home and 55-plus condominium units. Currently, the only access to the park system is on the east side of the Seine River across the bridge on Shorehill Drive. 20 feet of space along the south edge of the property could be used to provide the required access to the trail system from St. Anne's Road. While we would prefer to see an exclusively residential development of 703 St. Anne's Road and the C2 development, the C2 zoning does allow for that, we recognize that the property is zoned for currently for less than one-third, pardon me, commercial use. So not even one-third of the property that is located at 703 is zoned commercial. The rest is all rural residential 5. We do, however, feel that a C1 zoning would be more conducive to the community as it would allow for compact commercial use with adequate room for parking on the property. The zoning of C1 would be more compatible with the scale of the property, the character of the area, and the surrounding residential property. This adjustment would allow for continued commercial use of the property, and it will accommodate a reasonable building size. 2,500 square feet, I think, is about the size of building you can put on a C1 property. The allowable building size would be larger than the existing building, but smaller than the proposal put forth by H5 Architects. Our proposal to increase the PR1 rezoning and to rezone the existing commercial space to C1 will make it possible for everyone to have better access to the park system, and it will allow for an endless scope of business opportunities that are conducive to the park-like setting where the property is located. No matter what zoning is proposed and approved, whatever the development plan is proposed for this site, a thorough environmental assessment must be conducted. environmental groups such as Friends of the Seine, and the volunteer efforts of many people who have pulled hundreds of pounds of litter out of the river down and watched cups and litter and pieces of paper and anything else go down the drain. You can't ignore that. You cannot ignore what people have done to clean up that river. Having a restaurant at the back of the property with a patio right along the river, where are the cups going? They don't all go in a garbage can. We can all look around coffee shops. And there's lots of garbage cans, but the cups are not all in the river, in the garbage can. They're on the street. They're everywhere. Careless planning, such as placing high-volume fast food outlets, coffee shops, and patio restaurants, will certainly have a significant negative impact on the environment and place many of the resident animals in the forest at risk. Today, there is a deer path that runs directly behind the planned area for the restaurant patio. There are very timid great horned owls in the trees. There's blue heron, blue jays, sand cranes, Canada geese, and all these animals are in the forest every single day. We see them always. Raccoons and skunks lurk at night, and songbirds will take you to sleep at night and wake you in the morning. The proposed plan is not in any way compatible with the surrounding neighborhood. The City of Winnipeg administrative report indicates that the city prefers not to have properties with two types of zonings. While this may not be preferred, it can be done. And therefore, cleaning up the zoning is really not an argument for approving the plan. The administrative report also indicates that the property already has C2 zoning rights. The segment of the property zoned C2 is minimal in comparison to the overall size of the property. With the majority of the property having residential zoning, the residential zoning should arguably prevail. Every property south of 575 St. Anne's Road, that's where the postal outlet is and distribution center, on the east side of St. Anne's Road is zoned residential occupancy or multifamily. There are no commercial properties located south of that property all the way to the perimeter highway. The property at 703 St. Anne's Road is the only property that is not zoned completely residential. The closest commercially zoned property is across the street. It's zoned C4, and that's a shopping center. But it's on the same side of the street as the majority of other commercial operations from 575 South. I would add that the site plan submitted includes an exit path. We were talking about that earlier. City Planner, I think you'd mentioned that there has to be that one of the things that you have to have for zoning for a drive-through was there has to be a separation by a building, right? Or a driveway? Or something else?
Street.
Right. Which do we have between 701 St. Anne's Road and 703? None. So therefore, a drive-through is not possible through that location, right? On the other side either.
That's right. On either side, you wouldn't be able to do it.
You can't.
Right.
So the applicant cannot put through a request for a drive-through restaurant.
They can
right.
make an application for a conditional
Pardon
use.
Me?
They can make an application for a conditional use.
True, but it can be a post. And why would it, can I ask a question? What would make it approvable as a conditional use?
Usually we ask the questions and you give the information.
Well, but then I have to ask that question.
I could tell you this, that this application isn't requesting a drive-through. In order to have a drive-through, they would have to have had a variance or a conditional use with it.
Would you not agree, though, that looking at the site, the way it's designed, that it is very highly conducive to the operation of a drive-through restaurant?
Nobody's asking for a drive-through, Ben.
Right.
Well, not right now, they're not. But no. We don't know.
That would require another public hearing.
Okay.
Well, couple of things. Your 10 minutes is up, so I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to wrap up, and then we'll go to questions.
Okay. The only thing I'd like to add that in the event that the site plan is approved, we would like to see some sort of reduction in noise level coming from between the building and our building where we reside and open our windows at night to sleep.
Reduction in what?
Pardon?
I didn't hear you. A reduction in what?
Something that would allow for a reduction of noise level of the vehicles passing through the exit path in that lot. right now there's nothing in the plan that provides for the requirement for speed bumps, but I think that would certainly be a good idea.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Great, thank you. Questions? Councillor Mays.
You talked at some length about the access to the trail system, and I'm not entirely sure what you're referencing there. Are you talking about the there's quite an expansive trail system on the east side of the Seine that's parallel, but
yeah.
There's no official trail system on the west side of the Seine. You're saying people cut through your property, and this would be a good place to get access to the trail system, but what are you talking about, the west side of the Seine when you talk about the trail system? Or
yes,
the east side?
The west side of the Seine, yes. If you look at Schedule B, I believe it's the last page of Schedule B, allows for the provision where the applicant has to create the trail path in the back of the property along the river that allows for a 3 feet or 3 meter wide. I don't recall the actual width of the trail, but they have to complete the trail across the back of that property. If you look at it, it's in the application.
Yeah.
So does that not indicate that the trail system is going in and that it's something that's going to go ahead on the west side of the river?
Well, that once we acquire the sufficient public land, that a trail will be considered.
But how do you access the trail?
That's going to be
decided. There is no other access point. I'm sorry, but there's no other access point down anywhere down St. Anne's Road. I walked it. There is nowhere from John Bruce Road up to 703 St. Anne's Road that you can access the river trail. How do they get there today? They come walking across our private property in the wintertime, particularly to access the river to go for a walk. What will happen in the wintertime? Well, I predict that, and this is probably a reasonable prediction, that those wanting to come to the coffee shop will come walking down the river, as they do, or cross over the river from the other side. That's fine. But either way, the access to get to the coffee shop will and very likely will be across private property.
All the properties that we've dealt with along St. Anne's, we've always taken the strip of land along the river. We've always asked to have the trail there to give the people along those properties proper access to the river and some connective access. Eventually, as we grow the whole thing along the river, there will be an actual connection out for general public access. It's something that we've always done at this committee, and it's just status quo. They're just carrying along with what we've always done.
It stands to reason that there would be public access to the trails. There has to be, but right
access
now
from all of the buildings and back onto it.
Pardon me?
Access from all of the buildings and back onto it.
Yes, but it's not just the residents of the buildings that are using the trail system. It's anyone who happens to be walking down the street. We have bicycles coming through there all the time looking to access if there's a trail there. Right now there's not, but it happens every day.
Point made.
So the access to the trail system has to be there somewhere, and I think at the property on 703, the south of it is a good place to put it.
Councillor Mays?
No. That's fine.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
No more questions? Thank you. For information is Helmut Kunz. Helmut?
Decline.
Decline? Thank you. Seeing no more delegations, we'll ask Julio Rodriguez to come back.
I just have a few comments, I guess, or some clarification for the opposition. They mentioned that this doesn't fit the existing fabric of the neighborhood. I look at the map provided by the city, and the only thing I see is commercial zoning from C2 to C3, C4, all the way around it. So I don't quite understand how that doesn't fit the surrounding community, but that's for you guys to decide. The other issue is that they keep talking about these restaurants and the drive-through. We have no plans, and again, I'm not the owner, and obviously he can change his mind at any time, he's entitled to that, but there's no plans to put a drive-through through that property. The restaurant at the back keeps referring to restaurant. It's more actually like a coffee shop. The size of it is about approximately 800 square feet, very small. It's intended, actually, I think the owner intention was to actually provide a coffee shop, kind of more of a rest place for those people that do use the park, the walk through on the east side, so that in winter they can stop there and have a coffee, get back or during the summer. That was his intention. It's not supposed to be a licensed restaurant per se, not that he, again, I mean, I'm just going by what my conversation has been with him, and that's his intention. So in terms of actually creating, in terms of traffic flow, I think that if we rezoned this and did what these residents live in and put up 60 or 80 condo units, I think that would create a hell of a lot more traffic than a simple 800 square foot restaurant at any day, at any time on any day. So other than that, I think that's really all the comments I have to say. Okay. And as of right now, as there is somewhat of a rundown building on the site that I think if you look at the pictures and what we're proposing to do there, would definitely improve the neighborhood. I think if I lived there, I'd rather be looking at a brand new building that looks and feels more secure and clean up than at what's existing there that he's entitled to have. So.
Okay, thank you. Helio, any questions? Hearing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Please stand down. For the record, we have one more person registered in support, Fernan Min. Fernan? Not here?
You sure this is the right? Okay.
Pardon me? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, any clarifications of the admin or? Councillor Mays?
I'll move.
Yep.
Motion. We have another meeting coming relatively soon, so I'm going to move that we lay this over to our meeting that I think is October 1st.
First.
I will say, though, that we've had some good success in the past when we've asked the developer to sit down with residents. I have to say my view on this as the area councillor is as follows, and Councillor Swandell's thing made some of the same points here. There is commercial zoning there already. People would have known that when they bought their condominium units, so I'm certainly not opposed to commercial use there. We have got a set aside at the East End that will be zoned PR, that will be dedicated to a future trail. I don't think it's the job of this developer to set aside part of their land to get access to a trail. As has been said by Councillor Swandell, we will get access when the trail is ultimately developed, but it's not all there yet. Thirdly, the existing, I don't think there's any weight to be given to the argument that this may reduce property values in the condominium building. Clearly, aesthetically, this is a much more attractive proposition than the building that's there now. The main issues seem to be, A, that this is somehow inconsistent with what's in the area. I think with all due respect, if you go down St. Anne's, on the east side of St. Anne's, you've got a school, you've got a church, you've got a temple, you've got seniors housing, you've got 100, you know, as was said, this post office at 575, further commercial use is north of that. So to have a commercial use here, I'd submit, isn't out of keeping with the neighborhood, especially in light of the fact that there's an existing commercial use on the very site. So I'm certainly not going to oppose commercial development application here. It would seem that the major issue has to do with traffic and the potential of some sort of Tim Hortons going in or Wendy's or something. We've got a drawing that certainly doesn't reflect that. So if over the next couple of weeks the applicant can meet with the individuals who are in opposition, maybe they can grant some reassurance that the plan is not for a drive-through. As Mr. Costi has explained in some detail, there would be a separate process required to get a drive-through. So that in terms of the traffic coming onto St. Anne's, as has been stated, a commercial, a residential development would probably produce much more traffic exiting onto St. Anne's. To be blunt, it's a busy street, and it's getting busier as more and more development comes on. So I don't think this is somehow the tipping point for traffic issues. Additionally, we are in the process of installing a new crosswalk, as was mentioned, immediately north of this site, which should offer some further protection to anyone who needs to get across the street. So, Mr. Chair, my view would be to lay this over for a few weeks. I hope those comments guide those who are in opposition, because I'm trying to be clear here. I think, by and large, this is a positive application. However, there are some concerns about traffic and potential use of the coffee shop that I would hope the applicant can deal with and calm some of those concerns.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Mays. The motion is to lay this over until our October 1st meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried. Motion.